Fiat. May 31st, 1936. How the divine will encloses all the acts of the life of Jesus, as though in act of repeating them always for love of creatures. The life of Jesus symbolizes the calling of the kingdom of the divine will upon earth. My poor intelligence was following the life of my sweet Jesus in the divine will, in which I found him in act of continuing his life when he was on earth. And, oh, how many wonders, how many surprises of love, never thought of before. And so, the divine fiat encloses all the acts of the life of Jesus as though in act of repeating them always for love of creatures, to give to each one his whole life, his pains, his ardent love. Then my dear Jesus, all goodness, told me, "My little daughter of my volition, my love wants to pour itself out. It feels the need to make known to one who wants to live of my will that which I did and I do, in order to make it return to reign and dominate in the midst of creatures. You must know that my entire life was no other than the continuous calling of my will into their midst, and the calling of creatures into the supreme fiat. In fact, as I was conceived, so did this symbolize the calling and the return of it, to make it be conceived in the creatures, who had so outrageously cast it out of their souls. And it also called them to be conceived in it. As I was born, so did I call my volition to be reborn in all the human works, in all my baby tears, wailing, prayers, and sighs. I called with my tears and sighs my will into the tears, pains, and sighs of the creatures, so that they might do nothing in which they would not feel the strength, the empire of my will reigning in them, which, moved to pity by my tears and by theirs, would give them the grace of the return of its kingdom. Also, my exile symbolized how creatures had exiled themselves from my will, and I wanted to be exiled in order to call back my will into the midst of the poor exiled ones, in order to call them back and convert the exile into fatherland, in which they would no longer be tyrannized by enemies, by strangers, by vile passions, but live with the fullness of the goods of my will. And my return to Nazareth, oh, how well it symbolizes my divine will. I lived in it hidden. Its reigning was in full vigor within the Holy Family. I was the Word, the divine will in person, veiled by my humanity. And that same divine will that reigned in me diffused to all, embraced all. It was motion and life of each one. I felt within me the motion and life of each one, as my fiat was the actor. What pain, what sorrow, not to be recognized, nor receive a thank you, an I love you, an act of gratitude, either from the entire world, or even from the very Nazareth, where not only my will, but also my holy humanity lived in their midst, never ceasing to give light to whomever could see me and approach me, in order to make myself known. While in my sorrow, I remained always the hidden God. Such is the lot of my divine volition. Man was created with the creative power of my fiat. He was born, he was kneaded, soaked in it. My will administers to him continuous motion, warmth, life. He will end his life in the fiat. Yet, who knows it? Who is grateful to this divine act, so continuous, never tiring, enveloping with so much love the life of the creature in order to give her life? Almost no one, my daughter. To do good, to be the primary cause of conservation, giving perennial life to the creature, to maintain the order of all created things around her, and only for her sake, and not to be recognized. This is the sorrow of sorrows. And the patience of my will gives of the incredible. But do you know the reason for this patience so invincible and constant? Because it knows that its kingdom will come. Its life palpitating in the midst of creatures will be recognized. And in view of the great glory it will receive in being known as life of each life. And while it is life, it will receive each life in order to reign in them. It will no longer remain hidden, but will be unveiled and recognized. In view of this, it bears such great lack of recognition. And only a divine patience could tolerate the length of so many centuries of such great human ingratitude. From Nazareth, I went to the desert, where there was extreme solitude, and, for the most part, fierce animals deafening the desert with their roars surrounding me, symbol of my divine will, which, since it is not known, forms its desert around the creature, and a solitude that strikes horror and fright. What is good is deserted, and the soul feels surrounded by more than fierce animals, that is, her brutal passions that send out roars of rage, of bestial furies, of cruelty, of every sort of evil. My holy humanity kept retracing, step by step, all the sorrows that my divine will had suffered, in order to repair and call it back again to reign in the midst of creatures. I can say that each of my heartbeats, breaths, words, steps, and pains was the continuous calling of my will to make itself known by creatures in order to reign. And it also called them into my will to let them know the great good, the sanctity, the happiness of the living in the fiat. From the desert, I moved on to my public life, in which few were those who believed that I was the Messiah, especially the learned, almost none of them. And I wanted to use my power, so in miracles, in order to form my people, so that if they would not believe my words, they might believe in the power of my miracles. Those were my divine and loving industries, for at any cost, I wanted to make myself known, that I was their Savior, because if they did not know me, they could not receive the good of redemption. Therefore, it was necessary to make myself known, so that my coming upon earth would not be useless for them. Oh, how my public life symbolizes the triumph of the kingdom of my fiat in the midst of creatures, which I will make known by means of surprising proofs. And in order to obtain the intent, I will perform miracles and prodigies. With the power of my will, I will call back to life those who are dead to grace. I will repeat the miracle of the resurrection of Lazarus, such that even though they have become putrid in their evil, rendered as stinking cadavers like Lazarus, my fiat will call them back to life. It will make the stench of sin cease. It will make them rise again to good. In sum, I will use all of my divine industries to have my volition dominate in the midst of peoples. See then how in each word I spoke, in each miracle I performed, I call back my will to reign in their midst, and I call the people to live in it. From the public life, I passed on to my passion, symbol of the passion of my will, which for many centuries had suffered so many rebellious wills of creatures who, by not wanting to submit to it, had closed heaven, broken the communications with their Creator, and had rendered themselves unhappy slaves of the infernal enemy. My humanity, lacerated, beaten up to death, crucified, represented the unhappy humanity without my will before divine justice. And in each pain I called my Thea to exchange the kiss of peace with the creatures in order to render them happy. And I called them into it to make the sorrowful passion of my will cease. Finally, my death, which matured the resurrection, which called all to rise again in my divine fiat. And oh, how vividly does my resurrection symbolize the kingdom of my will. My humanity, wounded, deformed, unrecognizable, rose again whole, of an enchanting beauty, glorious and triumphant. It prepared the triumph, the glory for my will, calling all into it and impetrating that all might rise again in my volition. From dead, alive. From ugly, beautiful. From unhappy, happy. My risen humanity ensured the kingdom of my will upon earth. It was my only act full of triumph and of victory. And this befitted me, because I did not want to depart for heaven without first providing all the aids to creatures, for them to re-enter into the kingdom of my will, as well as all the glory, the honor, the triumph to my supreme fiat, to let it dominate and reign. Therefore, unite yourself with me, and let there be no act you do, or pain you suffer, which does not call my will to take its royal and dominating place, and conquer all as the winner, to make itself known, loved, and wanted by all.